Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Hi, Fred Nelson for Community Comment. This past weekend, I had the pleasure of being part of a group that entertained some out-of-town guests. I drove a family of four on a sightseeing trip of Eureka and Humboldt County for 3 days. The family of four consisted of an elderly grandfather who lives in Kamisu, Japan, his daughter and son-in-law, and his 11-year-old granddaughter who lives in Tokyo, Japan. Mr. Nishijima had dreamed for a number of years of making a trip to our area and found that he could make it a reality this year, although he is in ill health. Being involved in such a visitation was an honor and a privilege for me. In 2008, I had been the driver for a delegation of officials from Kamisu, Japan, who came here on an official visit as members of the Kamisu International Friendship Association, KIFA, the driving force behind the Kamisu Eureka Sister City program. Although Mr. Nishijima is a retired director of KIFA, his visit was not in an official capacity, but as a family pleasure trip. Mr. Nishijima had been in touch with a friend and associate whom I had become acquainted with at the time of the 2008 KIFA official visits to Eureka. She had given him my name as a possible contact. With the family's permission, I set up a 3-day itinerary, which had to be changed a number of times. Unexpected flight delays and our local McKinleyville fog saw to that. The big disappointment was the cancellation of a 1-hour tour of Humboldt State University. The family was able to meet two of the people who were responsible for arranging the tour, but only for a brief period. During the 3-day stay, the family was able to enjoy Eureka Sequoia Park and Zoo, our redwoods to the north and south of us, along with our amazing scenery, plus they were able to taste some of our local cuisine. One of the challenges that faced all parties during this stay was the language barrier. I must say that the Japanese try much harder to understand the English language than we do the Japanese. Did I find the language barrier a bit much? Not really. Naturally, it slows down the conversation somewhat, but it does make you pay closer attention to the subject matter that is being conveyed. Hosting a Japanese family is most rewarding and helps build our Japanese-United States relations. Those locals that have visited Japan over the past number of years have been very warmly received. This should be a two-way street. I would like to ask you that the next time a Japanese visitor is announced locally, feel free to contact the city of Eureka and volunteer your services, even though they might be limited to a friendly welcome or hello. Fred Nelson for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.